Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
We have the launch of the Waterland Private Equity. Their first responsible investing report is out today. I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Laura Dillon. She's a partner at Waterland Ireland. Laura, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Bobby, and thank you for having me on this morning.
No, lovely to see you up bright and early. Laura, tell us about this business. As I understand it, we've got four different businesses here that you as a private equity investor have put together here. So give us the genesis of this and basically tell us about what your aspirations are in this sector.
Thank you, Bobby. So yes, so Waterland is a pan-European private equity firm and we celebrate our 25th anniversary this year.
And indeed, congratulations.
And indeed, I opened the Irish office 4.5 years ago, literally as COVID hit. So since then, we've now partnered with 5 Irish companies across a broad range of sectors, including Silverstream in the nursing home sector, MTM Engineering in the power and data cabling sector, Ritech in the fire safety sector, Net Zero, which we'll come on and talk about later, which is a building decarbonisation platform and installer of heat pumps and solar PV. And then we've also just recently partnered with Bellew Electrical, an electrical wholesaling business focused on the energy transition sector.
Okay, so part of your play is to look at sustainable building, sustainable engineering, and to put together a suite of companies that would they work together, or do you see them sort of, they wouldn't obviously be competitors, but they'd be providing different needs in sustainable housing or engineering or such like?
Yep, that's it, Bobby. So what we're calling our building decarbonisation platform Net Zero is a combination of 4 businesses and hopefully soon to be some more as well. So that includes Gaffney Mechanical and O'Connor Heating and Plumbing, which we partnered with last December. And combined, they're the largest heat pump and plumbing businesses in the country. So they would do a lot of the new build heat pump installation and also servicing. And we've also recently also partnered with Calder Solar and Ono Flaherty, which is a Kildare-based solar PV installation business, and also Garode Harvey and Zeta Home Services, which is a Louth-based heat pump servicing business.
And Laura, when you say you partner with, that means you invest in these businesses. So is there relationships then between, say, the solar panel business and the heat pump business, or do they operate independently? Where does it sit sort of corporately?
Yep, very good question, Bobby. So when we say partner, you're dead right. We invest in the business, but alongside those founders and family-run companies. So they reinvest alongside us. Those 4 businesses are all sitting under our what we're calling the Net Zero Group. There is a CEO and CFO of that Net Zero Group, and all of those 4 businesses work together. All of the shareholders also invested in the top entity at Net Zero to make sure everyone's working combined. So what we're really seeing already is that there's overlaps between the solar PV and the heat pump installation and the heat pump servicing. So actually next week we have a strategy session with each of those teams to really figure out how can we, you know, be much better than the sum of the 4 businesses together, and how can we achieve much more working together.
And what's the long-term plan here, Laura? Is it to build, I suppose, complementary-like businesses that would share the same ethos, that would add value in construction or engineering in a sustainable way?
Yeah, it's very much to become the leading building decarbonisation platform across Ireland. So today we're quite focused on the heat pump installation, the heat pump servicing, and to a smaller extent, the solar PV. We also want to add other facets to that, like energy monitoring, like insulation, so that we can provide a full one-stop shop to be able to do retrofit of buildings as well as new build installation, and very much focused on being able to decarbonize both residential and commercial building stock today. We all know that we have a lot of targets that we need to hit in order to reduce our carbon footprint. And it was great news that was out yesterday that the carbon emissions have reduced, but we have a long way to go. So I think we really want to become that leading platform to support both homeowners, but also commercial businesses to be able to improve their carbon footprint of their buildings.
How's the Irish private equity market generally, Laura? You know, we see it going through cycles where there's a lot of private equity money around, maybe a lot of you competing for different shares in different businesses. And then we see times then when, you know, nobody wants to invest in businesses. Where's the cycle at currently?
Yeah, I think the cycle is pretty good, actually. So I would say the private equity market in Ireland has really evolved a lot over the past decade. So you know, maybe 15 years ago, there wasn't so much private equity. Now there's been quite a number of partnerships and investments from private equity firms into family run companies here in Ireland. And there's been many success stories, which has been great. You've got the likes of Lily O'Brien's and AA Insurance and that sort of stuff. And I think as more successful partnerships happen, I think more people are open to the discussion. So actually what's interesting is it's actually a very collaborative community. So I know all the other private equity firms around town, and actually we do rarely compete. Largely our biggest competition is actually companies choosing to do nothing. You know, so what I always say to people is, if you have an ambition to significantly accelerate the growth of your company, then a conversation with private equity may well be the right option, especially if you're thinking about succession or family-run businesses and how they want to really scale for the future.
Well, as I say, keep your enemies close, Laura. That's Laura Dillon there, partner with Waterland Ireland. Thanks for talking to me this morning.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.